Well, I've got the pleasure, and we're going to have the pleasure of listening to Mike Fedick. And all, I mean, obviously he's Bronze ED and all, but he was the number one recruiter in the entire country last year. We saw him in Atlanta, and we got to have breakfast with him on Sunday morning, and I just hung on every word he said, took notes while I was sitting at brunch with him. I mean, he was just an amazing character and an amazing figure, and he's done it, and he knows how to do it, so we need to listen with open ears and pen in hand. Mike, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, John, thank you so much. And Elizabeth, it's such an honor and a privilege to spend a few minutes with you guys tonight. I'm always humble and thankful, but I always change my schedule around anytime I can when somebody asks me to come on and share my story and some of the things that we did, because I feel like it's my job. It's my job that the more success you're blessed with, you need to give back and then share with folks that could use the inspiration. So thank you for having me. And let me just kind of start with my original story, because it's a very unique story, and I'm going to tie it into my second comeback here with Legal Shield and kind of give a little training inside of my second story. I'll be very short and brief, but I want to share with you what's worked for me both times, but even more so the second time around. Well, when I got started with Legal Shield, I was 18 years old. I was about to graduate high school down in a little town called Vero Beach, Florida. And a gentleman came up to me on the patio one day as I was about to walk out of school, and he said, "Hey, Mike, what does your mom do for work?" And I said, "Well, she's a business owner." He goes, "That's what I heard from somebody. Do you think she keeps her options open?" And I said, "Options open for what?" And I kind of looked at him and laughed, and he said, "For making money." And I said, "Well, I don't know about my mom, but I love money. In fact, money and I get along real well. What do you got for me?" And he smiled. He said, "Well," he said, "I've been making about $36,000 a year the last couple of years on a part-time basis with a company called Legal Shield. I'd like to invite you out to a presentation." Now, many of you might already put the puzzles and the pieces together. That gentleman's name is Mr. Chip Humphrey, and Chip was my principal, and I went out to that meeting that night, and I signed up at that time for prepaid legal services, and I was so excited after that business briefing. I wrote a check out of my own checkbook that I had from detailing cars for $249. I signed up for the legal plan and identity theft protection, and I think I had about $8 left in my account. But I didn't care because I saw something big here. And I remember that night I went and shared with my mom and dad, and I puked all over them about Legal Shield and how the service could help them. And they became members right away because they love me. And they said, "Go for it, son. Whatever you see, we see, and we support you." So I was fortunate to have that support from day one. And we had a lot of success, John. We actually, within about 6 months at 19, we hit executive director. Then from there, a few months later, we were fortunate enough that we found somebody and helped them do it even faster. And we hit bronze executive director. And then by the age of 23 years old, we had achieved silver executive director. And business was great and money was coming in. And I felt like I was on top of the world and I was going to be making $1 million a year. But life and had different circumstances for me at the time. And really what happened was I ended up going through a bad breakup with a young lady, and she had children. So it was a lot on me. And in fact, running my business and paying mortgage and cars and doing all this at such a young age, it was almost like the pressure got to me, and I needed a break. And so I just stepped back a little bit, not realizing it would be for as long as it was. But when I stepped back for that time and I went and did some other things in my life, what I ended up doing that wasn't really smart, but I was young, was I dropped my membership. And when that membership drops for a long period of time, that business also drops. And so I lost what was remaining of that business under me, and about 5 years went by, and I got a phone call out of the blue from a gentleman by the name of Steve Melia. And Steve said, "Hey, Mike, I don't know if you've heard this lately, but there is a new sheriff in town with Legal Shield." And I didn't even really know the name because I didn't know Legal Shield, but I'd seen and heard some stuff, but didn't really know what he was talking about. Long story short, he said, "Why don't you fly up to Atlanta and come hear this gentleman talk and actually get a time to spend with him, because I'm going to meet him before the meeting for a couple hours." And I just, you know, something in my heart said, go for it. And I got on a plane. I went to Atlanta, and I sat down in the lobby hotel with actually Frank, Teresa Coyne, Steve Melia, and Jeff Bell, and myself. And about 4 hours later, I looked at this man in his eyes. I said, I'm all in. And I went back home, and I restarted my business in January of last year as a brand new associate because I had to start over again. I actually signed up underneath my original executive director, Mr. Rich Kennedy, down in Florida, and I started my business from scratch. I didn't have anybody to bring over from another company. I didn't have insurance agents to bring in. I didn't have anything like that. I started just like a brand new person would start. And now I want to kind of tie my talk into my training because some of you are already feeling bad for me. You're like, oh, my gosh, you could have, you know, you'd have been at this level by now and you'd have had this and you'd have had that. And the answer is no, I would not have because I was not prepared to make six figures at that age. You know, what I said is if I was my father taught me a long time ago, if you can't pick up 50 pounds, you cannot pick up 100 pounds. And I'm going to repeat that because if you didn't get it, it's the most important thing I can say tonight. Until you can pick up 50 pounds, you will never be able to pick up 100 pounds. And so what I had to do is I had to learn some different things in that journey of being away from Legal Shield in those 5 years. I had to go through some sacrifices. I had to go through some roller coaster. I had to go through many crying closet moments in my life at different times to prepare myself to be ready for this new journey in Legal Shield. So there's always a story behind the story. When you see Darnell Self today, that was not Darnell Self 18 years ago. When you see Mike, Steve, and Camellia today, that was not Mike, Steve, and Camellia 18 years ago. And so everybody has a story behind the story. And it's important for you to know that my story behind the story is I had experience in the network marketing world and specifically in Legal Shield, prepaid legal at the time. So when I started my business fresh in January, I had an understanding of what it took to build. I didn't have the people, but I had the philosophies. I had the mindset, which is everything that a new person needs. You don't need a lot of things. You don't need all the certificates and the trainings and all the information that Legal Shield has to offer. You don't need that in the beginning when you're starting your business. And if you are a leader on this call, you make sure you don't need this for your new people because all you need is a burning desire, you need a willingness to work, and you need to be coachable. That's a burning desire, a willingness to work, and be coachable. And with those three things, that's what led me to my success. And so I'm going to give you steps 1, 2, and 3 of what I did to create an executive director in a 60-day window without opening up a group. And so I'm going to be real brief, and I'll throw it back over to you, John. But here's what I did. The number one thing when I got signed back up in Legal Shield and I went to meet Jeff Bell and I came back was I went to a Super Saturday event and I got absolutely excited. So excitement was the first foundation to my success to go executive director in 60 days. Everything that I talked about with prospects, I was excited. When I spoke to my friends about what I was doing, I was excited. Even though they didn't join me, they didn't laugh at me. They didn't point their finger at me because I had a sense of I carried myself in a way where they're like, this dude is not playing. This guy's for real. He's flat out excited about what he's doing. We can't even make fun of him. We can't even rain on his parade because he's so excited about what he's doing. It wouldn't even matter to him. So I got excited and I got focused. So excitement and focus. And I said, okay, I wanted to go executive director in 90 days. That's what I set my goal to do because you have to do 100 sales now before you can make executive director, become a director. So I set it for 90 days. But after the first month, we hit half of it. I said, well, why not just go for it, Mike? And so I took that excitement. I took that focus. And the second thing that I did, and this is the most key point to my story, is that in February, they had a platinum tour coming into Florida where I originally was living. And they had Patrick Shaw, they had Frank and Teresa Coyne going into Tampa, Darnell Self, and Rip Mason all coming into Florida. And so what I did is I put my foot down, I drew my line in the sand, and I said, I'm going to have guests. In fact, I didn't say this. I said, I'm going to have more guests than anyone in the state of Florida at these events. And I made that commitment to myself, and I put it out there on different conference calls that nobody would have more guests than me. I wasn't being cocky. I was being obsessed with the process to go executive director. And so what did I do? I had 32 personal guests out that month at different business briefings, 32 personal guests. And so I did that by being excited when I talked to my prospects. I put a sense of urgency on what's about to happen because I just took what Jeff Bell did with Microsoft. I took what the apps have done to Uber and Netflix and all the different things we hear about. I took all of that and put sense of urgency, excitement, and focus into driving people to these events. And I became a master, and I taught myself to become a master promoter for every event, whether it was a conference call that was driving in to one of these big weekly briefings or Super Saturdays that they were doing, whether it was a sit-down, whether it was a three-way phone call, whatever it was, every week that one of these platinums were coming into town, I became a promoter for that event. And I made it sound like it was the last event ever going to be put on by Legal Shield. And I confirmed my guests. I did three-way phone calls, and that's what led to 32 different guests. And so number two was I had guests out there. Number one was I was excited. I was focused. And the third thing, John, that was probably what most people ask me, what was the secret sauce, as my friend Justin Peterson always calls it from stage. Everybody wants to know the secret sauce. And for me, it was I just compressed time. And so what I did is I looked at what normally would take someone to make at that time executive director. And right then at that time in our company, it was taking like a year or two for some people to really hit executive director. We weren't having the momentum that we had just yet or what that we're having right now. And so I looked at it and said, okay, well, if that takes them that long, what kind of activity do they do in that time frame? And so I looked at it and I evaluated it, and I just took all of that information and I compressed it down. And what I found, John, was I was able to tap into more of my potential. You see, all of us on the line right now, we all have a potential of 100. Most of us on this line and most of society taps into about 10% of their full potential on a daily basis. And to me, that's, you know, getting up and walking and going to work and, you know, doing some little things, making some phone calls. We all tap into about 10%. So what happens every day with that 90% left over? We waste it. We never tap into it. Where we do see people actually tap into it is number one in this industry is when they really get crystal clear on their why. But when sometimes they set a goal, and they set a goal really high, and they put it out there to people, like me, have the most guests in the state of Florida, when I set that goal, I had to tap into more of my potential to achieve that in a smaller time frame of 60 days. And so what I did and how I use this example, John, is that if I was to take a guest that or an associate who's on the line, and I said, hey, Joanne, who's somebody that you absolutely love? And she says, well, my husband, he's my best friend. I say, okay, great, what's his name? She says, Tom. I say, Joanne, now if I take Tom and he's in the hospital, he's not dying, but he's not feeling good, he's sick, and he just hates the hospital. He wants to get out. You're starting to visit him every day. He's like, please, sweetie, get me out of here. The doctor says, well, he's going to be in for 30 more days. And he is just not a happy camper. And so what does Joanne do? She's crying. She's upset. But if I grab Joanne in the hallway and I said, Joanne, I've got a deal with you. If you can this Thursday night at the business briefing, which is tomorrow, if you can bring 5 guests out to the business briefing, we're going to let your husband go home Thursday night as soon as the briefing's over. He doesn't have to stay here for 30 days. In fact, he's going to be 100% healthy and feel better, and he's going to be able to go home. Do you think that Joanne would have 5 guests at that presentation? You guys are laughing because you're saying, of course she would. Absolutely. Well, how come? How is that? Because what Joanne would do is she would tap into that 90% of her potential that she wastes every day. She would tap into it because of a sense of urgency. There's a reason why now she has to tap into it. If she doesn't have that reason why, she can be comfortable every day and just live on 10%, which is what most of us do. But now that there's a loved one, there's something involved where she can make somebody feel better and be out of discomfort, then she taps into more of it and she can have 5 guests there. So what I challenge you guys on the phone tonight for all associates out there is just try to tap into 20%, not even 10, just get to 20%,
maybe even 30 if you want to get a little crazy. And it's for those that really want to take it to a level like a Justin Peterson or like myself in my first 60 days, tap into about 60% of your potential. Now, I'm not even talking about the 400 guys, because 400, you'd go platinum at the end of the month. You know, if your parent or someone was dying and the only way you could save their life was go platinum, you would do it, right? And you wouldn't even question it, because you know you could do it, because there's something there that's life threatening. Someone's going to die. But we're just talking about getting your business to the next level. We're just talking about getting promoted, getting your clock turned on, like Elizabeth talked about. You just got to crank it up one notch. You just got to turn your potential from 10% to 20 to maybe 30 and just drive that into Oklahoma. And I promise you guys this, you will see the biggest difference, not just in yourself, but the people around you will start to notice something different. When you show up to your weekly meeting now and you have two or three guests every single week, your team and people not even on your team will notice that, and they'll start to step up their game because they'll tap into their full potential. When you start getting your weekly meeting in your area where 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 people are tapping into more of their potential, guys, people will drive for hours to watch that fire burn, because you will be so hot. Because when you get on the page of your full potential and you tap into more than what you do now, I promise you, your business will turn overnight. So I just want to say again, thank you, John, and thank you, Elizabeth, and the entire team of the executives and ring earners. It's always an honor to share with you my little journey here of the beginning of last year. And, you know, we're just getting started. I know you hear that a lot, but I'm so excited right now of where we sit with Legal Shield. I can't sit straight. 228 follow-up phone calls that I have made over the last 48 hours. I've got about 7 people in the pipeline right now that I'm looking to close out. I've already won the trip for Las Vegas Recruiting 10. And I'm not saying any of this to impress not one of you on the call, but to impress upon you that when you tap into more of your potential, everything can change for you. Your address can change. Your cars can change. The food you eat can change. The clothes you wear can change. Everything can change when you tap into your full potential. So, John, Elizabeth, thanks so much. I appreciate it, and I'll throw it back to you.
Mike, oh, my God. You have inspired me. I mean, the number of those calls, I thought I'd been doing some, but thanks for being on. I know you've got another call in about 5 minutes, so we really appreciate you working us in tonight. We're going to move on, and folks, take that to heart. We've got some terrific stuff, meetings all over the state that are hopping now. Charleston just exploding, and we have an upcoming Super Saturday that's just going to knock us away. But here we go with Corey Muhammad is going to do our book review tonight, and listen closely. You are where you are as a result of the knowledge you currently have that you've applied. Gain more knowledge as you listen over the next few minutes. Corey?
All right, I'm here. Definitely incredible information again. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent. Well, everyone, we're in, of course, as a book this month. We're in Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers. And, you know, this is a few times I've read this. Maybe somebody else is on the phone have done the same thing. But it's amazing how with repetition we always get more out of it the more times we read it. So if there's someone on this call that haven't gotten the book yet, I want to highly, highly, highly recommend that you definitely go ahead and get it. But we're looking at chapters 5 and 6 tonight. And really this chapter 5, it starts with having a leadership, understanding the difference between leadership versus management. And here's just a clue, everyone. Here's a tip, so to speak, is that we're in the business of really finding and developing leaders. Again, we're in the business of finding and developing leaders. And that's really the key to building a large organization is we understand that we build people and people build the business. And one of the things that makes the difference between leaders and leadership versus managers is that leaders know how to share the vision. And look at the CEO of our company right now, Mr. Jeff Bell, with the Vision 2020. And as you look at that, that's a vision. He sold that vision to the entire field, to the entire sales force. The field has been sold. or the vision has been sold, and, you know, we're buying into the vision that Legal Shield can have 10 times the size growth between when it started in 2015 and the year 2020. Now, if we look at that for a moment, that is the exact thing that a leader does. They paint vision like that. And so if the CEO has done it and the executive team has done it for the entire company, we want to take that clue and be able to implement that same thing within the organizations that we're all building. Leaders definitely get buy-in. And so when you talk about getting buy-in, one of the ways to get buy-in is to understand a person's why. It's one thing to be involved in Legal Shield. It's another thing to know your why. And it's another thing altogether to know your why and attach that why, attach the desires that you have to the business opportunity that we have in Legal Shield. And if we look at the associate-only back office, right up in the top right-hand corner where it has the search feature, there's the part that says your why. And you can put your why in right there, meaning every time we log in, we're able to see our why. At the level of convention, they're going to have a wall of why. We're going to ask everyone to bring their why to Oklahoma. Not only will your why be there with everyone else's, but just imagine how empowering that is when people can really publicly be able to share on this wall of why what's driving them. Because the why becomes our motivation. And so if the why becomes the motivation, when the company has a theme of recruit, 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 we can then take the why, which is the best motivation. We can get our own desires instead of some of our upline's desires or whatever other person's desires. We just want to have our own desire, which is the why, and let that why be the motivation. And management mode, that's another thing that this chapter talks about, management mode, and that's when we – you know, I'm not really recruiting. We're not in phase one, not recruiting and doing memberships ourselves or doing the sit-downs and the money-making activities, because we can never tell what the results will be, but we can tell, as John Gardner always says, doing the numbers, doing the KPIs, the key performance indicators and what those things mean in this business, the money-making activities. And so as long as we stay in phase one, then that keeps us out of the management mode. So how do we stay in phase one? You know, how do we be able to build the right business and know how to move the business forward? Well, understanding, as Mr. Carruthers mentioned it, is that leaders have to know the goals of their team, not our own goals, but the goals of our team. That means we take inventory, and then we can take those same goals, know the person's why, let the why drive them to be able to do the daily things that makes the weekly success happen, that makes the monthly success happen, that makes the quarterly success happen, that makes the yearly success happen. But it's all tied around taking that inventory. That's so imperative. So the person on the phone tonight just says, well, hey, I only got one person on my team. Well, guess what? If we don't learn how to take inventory and we have one person on our team, we won't know how to take it when we have 10 or 15 or 100 or, you know, whatever the number is we're working with. So, again, focus on building people. And Mr. Carruthers mentioned this, instead of just getting sales. And I like to say focus on building people. And, again, people build the business. Pages 173 to 175, I want to encourage everyone to look at that. It's a great list of things that leaders do right there, and one of them is distracting your team. There's so many different things that happen in life. Sometimes the smallest thing can throw someone off. But many of us know Frank O'Coin. You know, he calls the leaders in the organization. He calls up-and-coming leaders in the organization. And, you know, that call right there means a lot to people. The Gardeners do the same thing. The Somervilles do that as well. I do that. And others on this phone, Justin, just so many other different people, so many other leaders on this phone. We understand it's important to help distract, your team from things that happen, things that come up in life. And so a call like this, what Mr. Fedek just shared, was incredible. But you know what? It's also a distraction. This is what we promote, because it helps us hear a story, and the story helps put us back on the right path. And if anyone was distracted, hearing something like that puts them back on track. Last but not least, a couple other things, and I'm done, is painting a vision is what leaders do. Mentioned that earlier with Vision 2020, but Mr. Carruthers went on to talk about the dream board, having that dream board, you know, having that up in our in our room or where we're going to have it at. But I want to take it, you know, just another step and say definitely have the dream board, but then create a dream environment, because we take information in through the five senses, what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we smell. But what we see and what we hear is so key. It's an important part of our, taking in information. We take in forms. So make sure your environment is an environment of empowerment. Have a dream environment. So have the dream board, but also have something on the refrigerator, something in the bathroom, something somewhere else, because, again, the environment that we have helps us stay in touch and focus with the goals. So there's other things leaders do. Hey, recognition, that's an important part of being a leader. Contest, culture, how to build it, all of it is right here in this one chapter. Inclusion versus exclusion, what that means. Well, many of us are working for the Performance Club trip. Guess what? Inclusion versus exclusion. We just heard Mike Fedde talk about Las Vegas and already qualified. The trip is for everybody, but it's an inclusion-exclusion thing, one of the things that leaders do. Chapter 6, and wrapping this up, is the mental game. So many people have heard that 80% of this business is mental. That is so true, because it's really not hard to learn the skill set. I mean, it's not much of a skill set to learn. There are some skills to learn now. But in terms of the mechanics of how to build network marketing, how to do a three-way call, how to do a sit-down, how to do a PCC, how to edify someone, you know, how to give out a tool, those things don't take forever to learn. But it's the mental part that drives people along success. And so it's best when we're working on the personal development. John Gardner, as we know, and Elizabeth Gardner and so many other leaders talk about one of the core commitments that mentions personal development. Because as we work on ourselves personally, we are able to project a certain amount of success and confidence. Even if you don't have the success yet, the success starts mentally, and then the rest of it comes. Because in this business, there's the ups and downs. Mr. Carruthers mentions that in this book, the rejection, different things like that. But he also talks about the mental part of this and the power of story. See, stories help get us in the right mental mindset. And for those on the phone that's been taught it's bad to have an ego, well, make sure you read this chapter, because this chapter talks about sometimes you need a dose of a certain kind of ego in order to help build a successful business. All right, last but not least, affirmation. So key, mental, nope. Here's an affirmation I say. We got to have these things. We want to make sure we have these things to keep us plugged in. So one of mine is, to my reality, I attract people, events, circumstances, situations, ideas, opportunities, and investments to earn X amount of money inside and outside of network marketing. Now, I have a number to put in that, but I'm just kind of sharing with you all one of my affirmations. Some of our affirmations include other things about being a top recruiter or whatever else it may include. So hopefully that wrapped up 5 and 6. Back to you, Mr. Gardner.
Thank you so much, Mr. Muhammad. Really appreciate that. We're going to go now back to Elizabeth Gardner to close us out.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Muhammad. You just did such a phenomenal job on that, and we so much appreciate your leadership and your accomplishment and sharing all of the information you did with us tonight. I am now going to we're going to go through a few announcements, and so right now I'm going to turn the call over to Ms. Teresa Coin to take us through the first few. So, Teresa, here you are.
Thank you so much. Great job, Mr. Muhammad. What a great call. I'll tell you what, I appreciate these calls so much. Well, I hope everybody went to your Performance Family Facebook page and saw that our CEO is officially, this is really strong credibility for who we are and where we're going, he is now accepted into the Forbes Technology Council. There's a whole article on it, which really is a great article about Legal Shield at the same time. So go to the Performance Family Facebook page, check it out, share it. It is impressive. Now, I want to talk about the convention coming up in March. We are all going to be there, hopefully every single one of you on the call. And this one is so different than all the others for a number of reasons. Number one, it's better than ever. But secondly, it's laid out differently. So instead of having all day Friday, all day Saturday, sitting together day and night in the main convention hall, the days are going to be split up, and they're going to start on Thursday. And there are about an hour and 15-minute training segments all day Thursday and part of Saturday, or part of Friday, I think.
Friday.
Yeah, and Saturday. So you're probably going to get left out, I'm just telling you right now, if you don't go in and reserve the ones you want. They're free, as long as you have a convention ticket. It's included. They even have a lunchbox option on Friday, which I thought was really super. So please get the details. Take 5 minutes. And I want you to go to this website if you've not gone there yet. It's a micro website for just convention stuff. It's online.legalshield.com. Is that right? And then /level-up. And when you get there, you can check out the micro site. You'll see it. And then you can go to the tab that says conference schedule. and then go to the training segment, assuming you've already bought your main ticket, buy your main ticket first. And then you get to choose all of your training breakouts, and you'll get to see who's training, what they're training on, and you can, there are like four different themes, if you will. Business Solutions has a whole set of training. Network Marketing has a whole set of training. And then there's a segment on, a whole section on personal development. And then there's one on technology and product. And so these do repeat. So you'll be able to look at the whole schedule, and you'll be able to figure out what you want to do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and choose them. So take a few minutes and do that so that you'll be sure to be able to go to the ones you want to go to. And I think, you know, we're all excited about it. We're not going to be sitting in one room all day. You're not going to get tired of sitting. You're going to be moving around. You're going to be learning different things from different people and more in depth. One of the most common, I guess, if you can say it's negative, one of the most negative things I've heard about our past conventions is, I wish the trainings were longer. I just got into hearing what Mr. Self was saying, and then his time was up. So here you're going to have longer to go into the areas where you want more training. And again, they're all going to be a little over an hour, as far as I can tell. So do that, please. And then make sure you're also, it's a little confusing because the word breakout is being used for these training breakouts, which is the same term we use for our Sunday morning team breakout. And so make sure you go to performancefamily.com. No, I'm sorry. That's perform. Well, you can go there and get to it. But the direct link to get there is performancefamilyevent.com. And when you go there, you can see all the details about a breakout Sunday morning. Make sure you're flying out or driving out after the breakout so you don't have to leave early. So please know that in advance. That's an important part, the most exciting part, really, of the whole convention. You're going to see incredible awards given. You're going to be hearing incredible training. We're going to have the millennials. We'll have Justin Peterson and all the new ring earners and so on and so forth there. It will be one spectacular event. Is that it, Miss Elizabeth? Oh, yeah. I told Elizabeth, make sure I remember to tell everybody, because a lot of people are asking, and I do see some people have already taken advantage of it. On our Performance Family website, just go to performancefamily.com. You will see under the event tab, when you click on that, a communications opportunity. And so when you click on the communications, or when you scroll down on the main event page, you will see the areas of who's got a ticket for sale. And I know somebody's got one for sale. I saw it there tonight. And who's got a roommate opportunity, who's got a travel opportunity to travel together. That's where you communicate with your team to see who's going where, when, and see if you can coordinate with them so that you can make your trip and your stay even better. So take advantage of that. That's set up specifically for all of you to communicate. It's okay if anybody else does too, of course, but it's set up really specifically for the Performance Family to communicate with each other, to get together to roommates as roommates or travel mates or exchanging tickets or purchasing tickets from each other. That's a wrap from me. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Acoin. And now we're going to close us out with recognition. And we've got some exciting announcements, many people on the team. I've got a list here of people who have gotten the Level Up bonus. And exciting this past week, Matthew Root out of Charleston was number two. He's number two in earnings in the Level Up bonuses in the entire company. And he's number five in the power team recruiting, which means his entire team is number five in the company this past week in recruiting and open line, not under another executive director, recruiting. And so congratulations, Matt, for earning your $4,300 Level Up bonus. Congratulations to you. Now, other Level Up bonus earners, Cleveland Ray earned $3,500 in Level Up bonuses. Elder Johnson, $2,500 in Level Up bonuses. William Yates, $2,500 in Level Up bonuses. And Marcus Morris, $1,000 in Level Up bonuses. And congratulations to all of you who are participating. And so you know that now all the bonuses above that are available to you, and hopefully you are working on them. So let's go through now our top producers for this past week. Number six is Crystal Cromartie out of North Carolina, number 5, Lois Threlkeld and Amy Yosemitsu out of California, number 4, Southern Christian Leadership out of Georgia, number 3, Bill and Jan Sullivan out of Tennessee, number 2, Charles Steele out of Georgia, and number 1, Cleveland Ray out of Georgia. Congratulations to all of our top producers. Now, our top recruiters, we have an entire list. So long, I can't read them all. Time for number 3. But number 2, we have Anna Hauser out of North Carolina is tied for our number 2 recruiter for this past week. And number 1 out of Charleston, South Carolina, Sir Hunter Mixon, our top recruiter for this past week. So congratulations to you and for your continued success. I know Hunter was on the company's top recruiter list a couple of weeks ago, and he continues to be a top recruiter as we move forward. So congratulations to him. At level advancement, as people are moving through the compensation plan, the awesome part is these people we know are in the level up program now because they have advanced their rank before the end of the month. And so let's start out with our senior associate. Yanelle Murphy out of Ohio, new senior associate. Richard Garcia out of North Carolina, new senior associate. Shirley Lloyd out of South Carolina, senior associate. Brandon Grace out of North Carolina, senior associate. Corinne Reavers out of North Carolina is a new manager. Congratulations to you. Jennifer Fields out of South Carolina is a new director. Marion Presley out of North Carolina, new director. Stephanie Pryor out of Oklahoma, new director. Sergio Guerin out of North Carolina is a new director. And Job Zarte out of California, a new director. Congratulations to all of you. Please make sure you take you remember all the announcements we made tonight. Be sure to communicate those to everyone on your team. Take everything that Mr. Fedek said tonight. We know success loves speed. And that's what he was saying tonight is, you know, tap into the ability that we all know that we have, take our business to the next level, capitalize on what's happening with the company now. We're just seeing growth everywhere. And, of course, we want everyone on this phone call to be experiencing that same growth because we know it's possible just by us doing the things that we know we need to do to build the business. Every time we do them, they work and the business grows. And so we just need to continue to do those things that pay us and build our paycheck and our business. So thank you all for your time tonight. We appreciate all of your calling in. We appreciate everyone that participated on the call tonight. And we hope you have a great week. We will talk to you all next week. Talk to you soon. Bye.